From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un plans to invite experts and reporters from the United States and South Korea to watch as North Korea shuts down its nuclear test site in May. Still, National Security Advisor John Bolton on Fox News Sunday said the administration is not letting down its guard when it comes to North Korea.
We've heard similar things from North Korea before. That's why I think that while we should be optimistic in pursuing the opportunity, we should be skeptical of rhetoric until we see some concrete evidence.
President Trump this week said three sites are being considered for a meeting with Kim. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to the Middle East, told ABC News that much of what happens with the U.S. and North Korea is up to the North Korean leader.
We talked about serious matters. He was very well prepared. I hope I matched that. We had an extensive conversation on the hardest issues that face our two countries. I had a clear mission statement from President Trump. When I left there, Kim Jong-un understood the mission exactly as I've described it today. And he agreed that he was prepared to talk about that and to lay out a map that would help us achieve that objective. Only time will tell if we can get that done.
Syrian state television reports the Syrian army briefly captured four villages east of the Euphrates River from the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces before the territory was regained. The report said the Russia-backed Syrian army captured the villages, which at that time had been held by the SDF, largely led by the Kurdish YPG militia. It happened near the provincial capital, Deir ez-Zor. This is VOA News. A court in Baghdad, Iraq, has sent